This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Another pitch night event coming up with the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership Executive Director Brian Prowitz in, and that's just a week away, right?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, tonight is practice night for the participants, and a week from tonight we'll be at Backside starting at 5 o'clock for another startup pitch night event.
And how many folks are going to be pitching, if you will?
Six. We take the applications, we vet them through a committee, we select them, we coach them, we allow them to practice, and then we put them in front of judges and an audience at Backside, and the winner walks away with $1,000 to help get their idea off the ground, and $2,000 in total prize funds going out next Wednesday night.
And, of course, to get to this point, you already heard from these folks and kind of worked with them.
Yeah, we have had an application process that's been open now since July, since our last event. And then we take a look at the applications and think about the viability. We think about the potential for growth. The idea here is to create more opportunities in Douglas County, both for the potential business owner, but also the capacity for more jobs, because that's really what the partnership is here for. And so this is our way of investing in that entrepreneurial network, get some people going to create, hopefully, businesses that one day will employ more people in Douglas County.
And the folks this time, pretty diverse ideas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to run through the list of participants. So we've got Robert Haney with Blue Dream Wildlife River Tours, Nicole Johnson from Dynamite Digital Lab, Kaylee Milholland from Interior Designs, Tristan Whistler has an idea around experience Umpqua tours and shuttles, Monica Alvarez, Apollonia's Bakery, and Jimmy Amaro from Jimmy's Hot Dogs are all going to be pitching their idea. The point here is that none of these businesses have exceeded $5,000 in revenue to this point, and we still consider them startups. If they're above $5,000 in revenue, we move them into the small business category, and we have a different pitch night process for them.
And over the years, you've seen a lot of businesses start this way, and people really get their ideas refined.
Yeah. If you think about, I don't know, I mean, I started my own business, and there's this moment when you wonder if this is a good idea. Does this thing have legs? How do I even get it started if it does have legs? What is my message? You know, you need an elevator pitch for what you're doing. And if you were to present your business idea to someone, how would you even do it? And we cover all of that. Plus, we introduce everybody who applies for Pitch Night, whether it's small business or startup, to the Small Business Development Center and the great crew that Christopher Glenn and those folks have over there, plus the opportunity to interact with my office and the resources we potentially could bring from the state of Oregon, or Business Oregon, for instance, and some of the other investment networks that are out there for entrepreneurs. So it's an entry point in a lot of ways. But also, we hope that even if they don't win money, the participants can leave with a confidence that they have a good idea that could work, and then the energy to go pursue it.
And it seems like there are more people these days that are maybe willing to take a risk. Maybe they've got a stable day job or a source of income, but they've always wanted to do this one thing.
Yeah. A couple of thoughts on that. One is, through the pandemic, that's really a major place where this shift took place, where all of a sudden people realized, maybe, I don't know, it's the refocus. It's the, like, what am I going to do with my life kind of a thing. I think we all went through that. But also, hey, I can work from home. Hey, maybe I do have an idea that would sustain me through maybe the next, you know, blip in the radar that potentially could come. The other thing is to think about is the number of people who in, say, 1995 might have moved out of the area for a job. If they can launch their own business in their local community, they stay. So these opportunities, these concepts for these small businesses and startups actually literally give people another reason to stay in Douglas County and develop this here and then move on, potentially growing outside the community if their business takes off or when their business takes off because of the help they get.
And we've seen, you know, this effort to really kind of get people to stay, not only in business opportunities, but some of the other things that are going on. Back in the 90s, the data from, I think it was the 90 census or the 2000 census, of the percentage of people between age 20 and 30 who had left Douglas County in a 10-year period was pretty startling. Mm-hmm. And it made some people begin to wonder, maybe we need to think this through a little differently.
Oh, you always hear people talk about how we export our youth. And yeah, the work I'm doing, the work that a lot of other organizations are doing, including the great work that happens at Umpqua Community College and a few other places, the concept is, let's, obviously, we don't want our youth to leave. We're trying to build a community, opportunities here that keep our talent right here in Douglas County, and I think we're contributing to that through Pitch Night.
So the event is a week away. You've got the people set, but for mm-hmm. people who want to come watch the experience and maybe learn from it, maybe mm-hmm. even wonder if they might one day be on that stage, how do they get tickets? What's the process?
Oh, yeah. If you think about, hey, what do I do with an idea, or what is this entrepreneurial network like, or how can I support my friend? Yeah, we'd like you to register free tickets available at umpquagrowthtalks.com. So it's pretty simple there. Doors open at 5. We start the event at 6, and then we announce the winners sometime around 7:30. Or so. We appreciate the help we get, by the way, from Brandon Gerke and Umpqua Tech from Lotus Media to help us with the live audience choice voting process that we have. So you're part of what we're doing here, and that's pretty great too. So UmpquaGrowthTalks.com, 1 week from tonight, Startup Pitch Night, Backside Brewing, a program of the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership.
All right, Brian Prowitz, thanks for coming in.
Yes, sir.
All right, 8:30, 8 at the Morning Report.